What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Christy Hawthorne with Licking County Soil and Water about the big River Roundup coming up on Saturday. First off, why don't you explain how long the River Roundup has been going on?
Yeah, the River Roundup has been in place for 29 years this year.
You know, I'm old enough to remember the TV commercial about littering and the Indian with the tear falling down. When I see litter like that, I remember that. And the impact that people can make to cleaning up our waterways is pretty awesome here in Licking County.
Absolutely. You know, just last year alone, we cleaned up 26,000 pounds of trash, over 150 tires, and 2,500 pounds of scrap metal out of our waterways at the 13 locations that we host cleanups at.
You know, and people listen to this too. They're going, people just don't throw that stuff in the water, do they?
It's kind of a mix. There's a lot of different ways that the trash ends up in the water, because if it flies out of the back of a pickup truck into a ditch and then it rains, it washes it right into the river. But we also have issues with people having items in floodplain areas or close to the water that gets swept away. You know, we find a lot of lawn chairs and like outdoor patio type items.
What's one item that just blew you away that you found in the water?
We still have not been able to figure out how an upright piano got into the South Fork in Pataskala.
Now, on your Facebook page as well, we have some of the winning artwork from our kids. Let's talk about that quick.
Yes. Every spring, we do a poster contest for the kids in schools here in Licking County or homeschooled, and we use that artwork to talk to the kids about keeping our waterways clean, but then use it in our marketing material as well.
So you think about it from the eyes of a kid growing up, and they see this litter and some of the artwork that we've seen in the past years. They're seeing the big picture, and they'd like to see a cleaner world.
Exactly. I don't think anyone really wants it, but I think as adults, we kind of become a little bit numb to it. There are so many people who enjoy our waterways for canoeing, kayaking, fishing, hiking. Just be mindful of when you're there. Leave no trace.
I like that. That should be a t-shirt. Leave no trace. Now, Christy, with the River Roundup on Saturday, how many different locations in Licking County are you going to be at?
There are 13 different locations, and they range from the city of Newark, Heath, Buckeye Lake, Pataskala, lots of different locations.
Fantastic. Always good to talk to you and spreading the word. Don't be a litter bird.
Exactly. We love nature. We hate trash.
I have to tell you, when I was a kid, my uncle was a forest ranger, and he was one of the top dogs, so I got to meet Smokey Bear and Woodsy Owl, and we got to sing, "Give a hoot, don't pollute, don't be a dirty bird." And I sang it for you and everybody else.
Wonderful.
This is The Vibe.
Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.